We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring, majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. Generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, motivated viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobud 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobud 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environs, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlendoSat. And in Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimon Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachitá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachitá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos, in Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV, in Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV, and in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, S.A. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Río, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiaola Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunling County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ulf District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Unda Khan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United States donates $4.2 million in food aid for Sri Lanka's eternally displaced citizens. In cultural news, Queen's Day in the Netherlands, or Koningadag, as it is referred to in Dutch, is celebrated. In good governance news, Ecuador implements policies to bring equal opportunities to people with disabilities. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 30th, is the birthday of His Majesty King Carl XVI Gustaf of Sweden, born in 1946 and reigning since 1973. His Majesty has been a committed advocate of preserving the environment and raising awareness about climate change. For his long-standing eco efforts, His Majesty was presented with the 2005 Scroll of Honor Award by the United Nations Human Settlements Program. His Majesty said in 2010, "We must do everything to protect Earth's environment and promote sustainable development." April 30th is also the birthday of the Prime Minister of Canada, His Excellency Stephen Joseph Harper. Born in 1959 in Ontario, Canada, His Excellency's priorities include supporting families and communities through tax reductions and job protections, and stimulating the economy through infrastructure renewal. Prime Minister Harper also has encouraged research to advance understanding and use of wind power as an alternative and greener energy source. We sincerely thank Your Majesty King Carl XVI Gustaf and Your Excellency Stephen Joseph Harper for your efforts to improve the lives of the people of your nations. Our respectful wishes for a blessed and very happy birthday in the company of cherished ones.
Lion News. Quakes and volcanoes shake Indonesia, Pakistan, Fiji, Mexico, East Timor, Chile, and Ecuador. Early on Monday, April 25th, the Indonesian island of Sulawesi was rocked by a 6.2 magnitude quake. Centered 75 kilometers southeast of Kendari, the tremors caused panic to residents as damage appeared in some homes, and at least three strong aftershocks hit soon after. Also that morning in Pakistan, a quake measuring 5.0 on the Richter scale occurred 46 kilometers northeast of Chitral. On Tuesday, a magnitude 5.3 earthquake hit in the South Pacific, 534 kilometers northwest of Lautoka, Fiji.
In North America, a 5.3 tremor also struck Guerrero, Mexico, 48 kilometers northeast of Acapulco, followed by a magnitude 4.6 aftershock. Early on Wednesday, East Timor was shaken by a shallow 5.6 magnitude quake centered 37 kilometers southeast of the capital, Dili. Also that day, a magnitude 5.3 quake rumbled offshore of Valparaiso, Chile, at a shallow depth 58 kilometers southwest of San Antonio. Further south in central Ecuador, officials declared an amber alert after the Tungurahua volcano began erupting, prompting the precautionary evacuation of residents near the volcano's rim and the closure of schools.
A plume of ash was spewed more than 7 kilometers into the air, with some damage noted to crops as officials advised the area's residents to wear protective masks. There were fortunately no reports of injuries or significant damage, and no tsunami warning was issued for any of the events.
We thank heaven for the general safety of those in the affected regions. Let us all join in efforts to minimize such distressing events through a more caring stewardship of the planet.
Thank you.
Citizens speak out. Demand for change continues across the globe, with peaceful protest movements inspiring others to also speak up for better living conditions and greater participation in government, including those in Armenia, Bahrain, Burkina Faso, Lebanon, Libya, Nepal, Palestine, Saudi Arabia, Syria, and Yemen.
Tea workers in Nepal agreed to return to work for the first time since April 17th after the government and worker representatives, as well as tea plantation owners, agreed to establish a task force to address their concerns, including social security.
Both the United Nations and Palestinian leaders welcomed the reunification agreement Wednesday, April 27th, between the Fatah and Hamas parties, while President Mahmoud Abbas announced the Palestinian Liberation Organization would continue overseeing peace negotiations with Israel.
Public transportation workers in Lebanon protested on Thursday for the second day in a row over rising fuel prices, with drivers stopping work in Beirut, Mansouria, Chitora, and the country's south.
As the Chilean government prepares to sell its remaining shares in the water system, various citizens' groups protest the move, citing concerns over rising tariffs, decreases in water without compensation, and the unaccounted actions of certain entrepreneurs involved in construction.
Press TV reports that on Thursday, Saudi officials had detained an additional 30 activists who have attempted to protest for government reforms, bringing the total number who remain in custody since the unrest began to 140.
In Iraq, Minister of National Reconciliation Amir al-Khuzayi announces that in response to the government's national reconciliation efforts with armed groups across society, 9 militia factions have agreed to disarm and join the political process.
A senior Turkish government delegation met with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad on Thursday to discuss reforms needed to end the unrest in the country. Meanwhile, Syrian families have been fleeing to Lebanon and Jordan to escape the government's violent crackdown on peaceful protesters that has left around 500 people dead. On Friday, thousands of protesters marched despite warnings by the Interior Ministry not to hold demonstrations as they gathered in cities such as Aleppo, Kamishli, Latakia, Homs, Deir al-Zor, and the southern city of Dara and continued to call for government change. As we mourn the loss of precious lives, we pray for a halting to conflicts in all nations and that people everywhere may join in deciding to live side by side in safety, dignity, freedom, and peace.
In sorrowful response to these unfortunate world events, Supreme Master Ching Hai lovingly reminds, "If the road is wrong, the more we walk on it, the more we go wrong. Any leaders who committed harm to others should stop at once, sincerely repent to God, and act to redeem their mistaken deeds. Then they will be pardoned. Even if humans can't forgive, heaven will."
Meaning of the Mysterious Pyramids, video conference with Supreme Master Ching Hai. On Wednesday, April 27th, Supreme Master Television staff were joyfully honored as Supreme Master Ching Hai agreed, despite her extremely busy schedule, to discuss various spiritual topics such as meditating under the sun, crop circles, and pyramids.
Across the globe, from Egypt to China, Bosnia, and Peru, the ancient pyramids have fascinated later generations with their remarkable engineering and enigmatic features.
During Wednesday's video conference, Supreme Master Ching Hai shed light on the background and information about who had built the world's ancient pyramids and why.
The intergalactic beings built the pyramids so that some higher developed spiritual master would come down to the earth and teach some chosen earthlings to elevate to higher consciousness and to higher frequency, so that they can adjust to the new planet when they come up, better than our Earth, better than our Earth. When they're ready, then they go with them in the heavenly chariot, we call UFO nowadays. Yeah, the UFO will land it between pyramids. And they have the energy on the top of the pyramid to give signal, for the UFO to land. Like the sea lighthouse for the ship.
tell us why the world's pyramids all have similar shapes? Can Master shed light on how they were built?
To find out more about the Earth's pyramids and other amazing spiritual insights, please tune into Supreme Master Television for the full broadcast of this video conference at a later date on Between Master and Disciples with multi-language subtitles.
We are grateful to Supreme Master Qinghai for this exciting and precious information about the pyramid's spiritual function, as well as our highly advanced interplanetary friends who created them. May our horizons expand through this new awareness in helping us toward a more elevated and peaceful world. Thousands rejoice at royal wedding. On Friday, April 29th, Prince William and Princess Catherine married in a stately ceremony, followed by an extravagant celebration. The joyous royal wedding took place at Westminster Abbey, United Kingdom, with 1,900 guests, including royalty and dignitaries from around the world, as well as friends of the newlyweds.
Emerging from the hotel where she had stayed with her family the night before the wedding, the soon-to-be Princess Catherine was cheered by tens of thousands as she was seen in an exquisite wedding gown adorned by a diamond tiara that was made in 1936 and had been originally given to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth as an 18th birthday present.
This congregation, wilt thou love her, comfort her, honor and keep her, in sickness and in health, and forsaking all other, keep thee only unto her, so long as ye both shall live.
The royal couple was also bestowed the title Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. Scores of people, some who had camped out overnight ahead of the event, crowded the streets of London to catch a glimpse of the regal procession. Supreme Master Television was also at the site to hear what people had to say.
We are here today in front of Buckingham Palace, London, United Kingdom, where a massive crowd has gathered to witness the joyful royal wedding procession. Are you very excited?
Very. We've had a wonderful queen, and Prince William will one day be the king. We have to get them off to a good start, and it's going to be it. Great.
Wish them all the best for today and for the future.
Their Royal Highness's wedding was also viewed by an audience of 2 billion people around the world via television and live online broadcasts. Following their marriage ceremony, the royal couple led a carriage procession from Westminster Abbey to Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, it's great to see all people from all around the world. It's very international today, so all shapes and sizes here to celebrate. Yeah. So it's great, yeah, great atmosphere.
Congratulations, William and Kate.
This is Supreme Master Television reporting from London, United Kingdom.
We join the world in heartfelt congratulations, Your Royal Highness Prince William and Princess Catherine, on your holy matrimony. May heaven bless you with ever more happiness and grace in your loving union.
Save Our Planet, saying that the wetland trees shield from storm surges as well as store large amounts of carbon, a study by the U.S. Forest Service highlights the need to conserve coastal mangrove forests, which have declined by up to 50% in the last 5 decades.
Save Our Planet. New research shows that glaciers in Patagonia between Chile and Argentina are melting up to 100 times faster than the average rates of the past 350 years.
Save Our Planet, affirming the importance of protecting the area's coastal wetlands, Formosan or Taiwanese President Ma Ying-jeou halts the continuation of a $20 billion U.S. dollar petrochemical project in Changhua County.
Save Our Planet, the Uttar Pradesh State Pollution Control Board in India urges the government to shut down 21 leather tanneries, which have been found to be discharging highly toxic waste directly into the Ganges River, creating danger for both health and environment.
Hello, I'm Clucky the Chicken, and I'm following a compassionate diet without any animal products. Here's a tip of the day for making your own foot massager. Take a no longer used sock, several marbles, and or a few golf balls. Tie a knot on the toe end of the sock. Place several of the marbles, balls, or a mixture of both, and then secure the other end with a knot. Now it's ready. Just place your foot on top of it and roll it back and forth. Thank you for your attention, and thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the World Wide Weather.
Humanitarian news. The United States donates $4.2 million in food aid for Sri Lanka's internally displaced people. The U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, contribution will assist in improving food security for up to 371,000 Tamil people. The funds will be used to purchase basic food supplies and support the return of the citizens to their homes. Our warm appreciation, U.S. Agency for International Development, for your generosity and care. May your kindness help many beautiful individuals to greet bright tomorrows on a peaceful and gentle earth.
In cultural news, today is Queen's Day in the Netherlands, or Koninginnedag, as it is referred to in Dutch. Her Majesty Queen Beatrix kept the date of this most widely observed holiday in the Netherlands in honour of the birthday of her mother, Her Majesty Queen Juliana. This joyful day is commemorated by approximately 2 million people who participate in activities including concerts, street festivities and other special events. It is also a time when the colour orange, which represents the Dutch royal family of the House of Orange, is worn by celebrating residents. The Netherlands, adjacent to the North Sea between Belgium and Germany, is known for its history of world-acclaimed artists. Among them are Rembrandt van Rijn and Vincent van Gogh. We wish all the citizens of the Netherlands a wonderful Koninginnedag. Coming up on Noteworthy News, Ecuador allocates $65 million annually to help people with disabilities. There may be a cat knocking at the door. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned for more shining news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, energizing news for a mighty world. In good governance news, Ecuador implements policies to bring equal opportunities to individuals with disabilities. Vice President His Excellency Lenny Moreno, who uses a wheelchair since 1998 due to an unfortunate incident, has led a series of reforms to better the social conditions of Ecuadorian people with disabilities. Supported by His Excellency President Rafael Correa, the administration has allocated a $65 million annual budget towards the cause. Regulations have been established to improve workplace participation of people with disabilities. Our earnest thankfulness, Vice President Moreno and Ecuador, for your caring initiatives. May your nation flourish with the involvement of all your kind-hearted citizens, with heaven's blessings.
Let's enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled Fish Lesson.
Mother pointed at the fish tank and said to Mary, "Look, kid, this is the human eating fish." So in the fish tank, a mother fish said to the small fish, "Look, kid, this is the fish eating human."
And now for our viewer's heartline.
Thank you very much for your very instructive and entertainment programs on Supreme Master TV. I often watch the news and Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures. I should be very grateful if you would recommend me a place in which I can learn Kuan Yin method. I feel my time has arrived to be veg. Best wishes for Supreme Master Ching Hai. Reza from Iran.
Spiritual Reza, what a joy it was to receive your warm note. Congratulations on deciding to adopt the earth-saving vegan diet. Our association member will be in touch to give you information about receiving initiation by Supreme Master Ching Hai into the Kuan Yin method of meditation. May Allah bless your journey back to the divine kingdom of inner light and sound with much celestial elevation.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you. Welcome, Reza, and thanks for making my day. God loves you and the world loves you. Love, love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May faith, harmony and compassion be your trusted guides.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
During a meeting with OLAC's or Vietnamese President Nguyen Minh Triết, the chief of Russia's SN Fyodorov Eye Microsurgery Complex, Professor Dr. Christo Takchidi pledges to share advanced ophthalmological technology and services with OLAC or Vietnam to improve the lives of the people.
The governments of Iran and Armenia agree to cooperate on infrastructure projects that include highway and railroad construction through Iran to connect Armenia to international waters.
The European Parliament and European Council have agreed that by 2013, all textiles and garments must be labeled if they contain any animal-derived materials, such as fur and leather, allowing consumers to make informed and caring choices.
The U.S. federal government sets goals to improve the quality of food distributed as foreign aid, including such steps as fortifying products with vitamins and enhancing package design to make clear in any language whether a product is for newborns or adults.
On a visit to Sweden, Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin announces that tourists arriving by ferry from Sweden to the Russian city of St. Petersburg may now visit the country visa-free.
During his meeting with Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Tun Razak, Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao commends Malaysia's development in economic and social fields as the two discuss ways to further their country's relations.
As reported by Bulgarian news agency Novineta, a new law prohibits journalists and individuals alike from discriminating based on gender, religion, sexual orientation, disability, or social status.
At the University of Oregon in the USA, the Vietnamese Student Association hosts an Olaxis or Vietnamese culture charity, highlighting vibrant songs and colorful dances, with proceeds going to support the Olak-based charity Blue Dragon Children's Foundation.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.